Yeah, I think I remember when I first heard the word guru, G-U-R-U. It was way back in the 1960s when the Beatles went to see that Hindu mystic. I think he was called the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Not someone I would want to trust with my future, but that's who they went to. Now, the term is used a lot more broadly today of a spiritual leader that people listen to and follow and quote all the time. Guru, that's supposed to be a Hindu concept? Oh, well, Christians have theirs as well. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the problem with Christian gurus. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from the book of 1 Samuel. I'm in chapter 8. Up to this point, the Jewish people have been ruled in a theocracy. In other words, they've been ruled by God through a group of men who reported directly to God and through whom God spoke to them. They were called the judges. And perhaps one of the most prominent of those judges was Samuel. Well, in his book, 1 Samuel, we read of a major change. The people are restless. They're discontent. And they're expressing that, you know, having a judge be the one who speaks for God and who speaks to God for them is just no longer satisfying to them. So here's what it says. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have. So Samuel goes to God and says, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to preside over them getting away from you and getting a king to listen to. But God says, now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do. Well, that's exactly what Samuel does. He talks about the taxes, the sons going into the army, etc., etc. And finally, it says, when the day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen. And the Lord will not answer you in that day. But the people refused to listen. No, they said, we want the king over us. Well, when Samuel heard all that the people said, he reported it to the Lord, and the Lord answered, listen to them and give them a king. It's interesting that the Jews had a king complex. We sort of have a king complex too. God's authority in our life is expressed through his word and his son. Sometimes that just doesn't seem to be enough. We like to have some human being as our spiritual authority. Now, recently, you know, there's been an explosion of Christian heroes and celebrities and stars, Christian gurus. And we swear by them. We say, well, according to Reverend Doctor, according to my favorite preacher, well, according to this great teacher, you know, the radio guy said, wait a minute, whoa. This Christian author, I always read him. Well, my pastor, the super pastor we have, he said, and then we have our local heroes. They're not all national heroes. It may be some local leader we just go by. But see, there's such a narrow view of God's truth because you're just getting what it seems to be he said to one man. You're just getting his view of it. Goes like this. If so-and-so says it, it must be true. How many times in recent years have we been let down by too much trust in a leader rather than in Jesus himself? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, test the spirits to see whether they are of God. Paul even said to the Bereans, check out what I said. Check it out in God's word. Don't take it just because the great apostle Paul says it. So God says, test what you hear. Don't let a person be your final authority. Let the Bible be your only measure. And Christ, the only star. See, if you happen to be an influence over people, wow. Do you have a heavy responsibility? You know what that is? Don't tie them to you. You keep pointing them toward Jesus. We should submit to Christ and only to his authority. All these other heroes are just his servants, his channels, and they're imperfect. You've got the Word of God. You've got the Son of God. You don't need a Christian guru.